Talk about prepared. Hey everybody, what's that? This is Bob.
Boo, this is Miles.
What do you have for dinner tonight, Miles?
I had some of your mama's center cut.
Now, I wanted you to say what you said earlier to me. See if anybody else gets it.
I had some B-dubs. What's wrong with that?
Okay, B-dubs. Yeah. This is a little contest. You'll get all of Miles' leftover Halloween candy if you can answer what he means by B-dubs.
Okay. All right, well.
Because, you know, whatever. There's not going to be any leftovers. So.
No, they're gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's making its way through the highway right now. Yeah. Man. It's all gone, man.
So, you know, that's a bit of a safe bet, as it were, on your end. B-dubs. So, you know, in the comments or on Facebook or wherever you listen to us at, tell us what B-dubs means. I certainly don't know what it means, so.
You'll know. Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay. So it's Halloween night. And you can tell that Miles is trapped another, aimless wanderer in his basement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mean you got no family around here? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me get this into my van? What size are you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a twin? Because I need somebody twice as big.
There's problem, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Miles, I'm being you tonight for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing a Bears jersey, a Bears hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in a chair and not getting up to answer the door. So.
Yeah, I know. I made my wife get the door last time for the trick-or-treaters, so.
Yeah.
She very graciously did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, graciously.
Very graciously did
it. Yeah, I'm sure. So. She does a lot of things graciously, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
So,
Yes.
So I was trying to think of a funny Halloween story, because I don't really have a story for this week, but I was like, well, since it's Halloween, maybe I could tell a Halloween story.
All right.
And the only thing I could think of, which was, and I don't think I mentioned it at the time, it's been a few years now, but my kids are both older, your kids are older, they don't really do the trick-or-treat thing anymore, so, you know, what? Uh-oh.
See, you do a show live and
trick or treat.
Things happen. Things happen. Things get crazy.
Hey, what's your mother's maiden name? And
where'd you go to school? Yeah.
I guess they can't hear me because you're not on the tablet tonight. So.
Yeah, I'm not on the tablet tonight. So.
Well, I thought I would tell you. Tell a funny, an old funny Halloween story. So way back when my kids used to go trick-or-treating, probably that. Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
Did you get candy thrown at you or something?
Yeah.
What was that?
Nice. Sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We just had Hillary Clinton.
I'll ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay, continue.
We just had a Donald Trump and a Hillary Clinton come at the same time here at the door.
Yes.
So, it was probably like, I'm trying to think now. It's been at least 5 years probably since this happened, but so my my son, I know I mentioned this, my son 1 year went as Snoopy on the Sopwith Camel, you know, a number of years ago now.
Yeah.
Where I made him this costume where he looked like he was sitting on top of the doghouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And he was Snoopy, and everybody loved it and everything. Well, I think it was the year prior to that, he went as Charlie Brown from the, you know, Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, where like that ghost costume with all the extra holes in it.
Yeah.
Because he really liked that, and so we made this costume just like to look like the one on the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Right.
And I got him to say every time somebody would put candy in there, he says, "I got a rock." So we went to in the little town I live in, there's a lot of churches that do, you know, where they have the parking lot and the kids go around the parking lot.
The trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat, exactly. So we would do a lot of trunk or treating.
Yeah.
And he'd go, "I got a rock. I got a rock." And everybody'd be like, yeah. "What?" And then they'd laugh because they realized, you know,
yeah,
it was yeah. Charlie Brown. So, but we were at this one Catholic church doing the trunk or treat thing.
Yeah.
And this other guy was dressed up as a ghost. He was like one of the adults.
Yeah.
And my son comes up in his, you know, extra holy Charlie Brown ghost costume and says, "I got a rock."
Yeah.
And the guy just thought it was the whole most hilarious thing.
Yeah.
And then my kids move on, and this guy starts cutting extra holes in his ghost costume, and he copies my son.
What?
Yeah, he's still there trunk or treating for the kids, and he's like, "Oh, that's hilarious." And he starts cutting holes in this ghost costume that he made.
Oh, okay. I think I know where this is going. Okay.
And he would say, "I got a rock then." I was like, it's the most bizarre thing because, I mean, you know, he's an adult.
This is where my boobies would be.
It was like, what? I'm like, can this guy, I mean, what kind of, this is just so bizarre, don't you think?
Hey, kid, where do you live? You're funny.
Yeah, you're funny, kid. I mean, he barely got like
your, another. Anybody, like your mom or dad or anything? Or?
Yeah. He barely got like two cars away when this guy whips out a pocket knife and starts attacking his own costume.
That's weird, man.
I thought so too. I'm like, I mean, it's, you know, my hey, son thought of the idea, but we just helped him execute it a little bit there. So,
hey, kid, looks like your dad's got Charlie Brown's hairline.
That's right. So yeah, I thought that is the weirdest happen. You know what? You think he would have just let it go? You know,
right.
Don't you think that's a little odd? I'm just. You know.
Yeah, I like your costume. I like a little hot.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie Hobbs, I'm gonna steal your costume.
That is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was doing that, and then we left. And I'm like, man, this is too weird. I can't.
We're out. We're out. We'll never come back here again. We'll never go back to the Catholic church again.
Is that the pastor? Was that the priest? Come on now. What?
Oops, I cut one here by my zipper region.
That's right.
I have a hole right here. You might want to notice that.
I got two costumes. It's a it's Charlie Brown ghost costume, and it's also one of them Jewish Orthodox Jewish wedding night blankets.
I don't quite know what that is.
Oh, they got a hole down there, so that way you can do it but not touch each other, you know, technically. Well,
you know, I'm not in the know on that. I was not aware of that. But
I can't remember what it's called. It was an episode of Seinfeld. I know it was on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Why would you have to do that?
I don't know. It's some kind of religious thing.
So, let's back up. So, it's your wedding night. And you have a blanket between you and your bride, and there's a hole.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like the hey nanny nanny goes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you basically use this weird blanket thing too.
Right. Maybe it's like a modesty thing. I don't know.
It's like a blanket glory hole or something.
Basically, for all intents and purposes, yes.
I've never heard of this.
Well, you can look it up on the internet, I'm sure.
Although I do want to try it, but yeah.
Yeah, it was Kirby Enthusiasm. What was it? Larry David, he had a thing with his wife that he made it 10 years he could have sex with anybody or some kooky thing.
Oh, I saw that episode.
With Gina Gershon was the woman, and she was this Orthodox Jewish woman at the dry cleaners, and so he made arrangements, and then he couldn't do anything because he felt so guilty, but she busted out the blanket.
Yeah,
the blanket with the hole.
Well, didn't he blew it, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
He blew his chances. I forget. I remember I saw it a long time ago.
Well, he didn't want to have the blanket.
I don't remember the blanket, though. That's weird.
Yeah, no, he didn't want to have the blanket, so. And I think she wanted to put on a condom and stuff, too, and he was just like, nah.
Yeah. I don't remember it.
Yeah, no, it was a weird deal. Anyway.
Oh, well, huh.
Not to get sidetracked from the Charlie Brown.
That's weird. Hey, kid, I'd like you to hold your bag.
Yeah, so it was just a bizarre situation, and I was just like, this is not right. I mean, this is kind of odd.
This is not right!
Chrissy!
This is wrong!
This is wrong! Jack?
No, wait a minute, Bert. No, wait a minute. You're going to put your ding-a-ling in that hole, Bert?
Andy! Oh, hold on. Now, Barn.
No, Barn, wait a cotton frickin' minute. No,
Andy's got one of those upstairs.
I'm going to put my ding-a-ling in his hole. That's weird, man.
It was weird. It was weird all the way around. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, so.
No, I don't. No, I think I remember some weird dude following you and your son around trying to copy your son's.
He did. It was weird.
Costume, I guess.
Yeah, it was weird.
Hey, what are you wearing under that cute costume? Yeah, I was just wondering.
I got a rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. We even put a rock in his bag that he could pull out if anybody wanted to see it, so.
Let me get out my knife.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was like.
I have a concealed carry for this knife.
Dude, you can still be a ghost. It's okay. No big deal.
Yeah, you don't have to be a. Oh, wait. Maybe he was the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. That was a weird old Halloween story for you there.
Nice.
Then it got derailed with the whole, you know, Larry David part, but.
Yeah.
You seem to enjoy that just as much, so.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that story, actually. I enjoyed it.
So, what's going on with you?
So I did my second viewing ever of the Rocky Horror Picture Show this weekend.
What? You're only the second time?
No, only the second time.
Huh. When was the first time? Was it down at college?
It was in college before I knew anybody. I went by myself.
Well, that's weird right there. I can tell you that.
Yeah, nothing sounds more like loser than going that by yourself. Nothing.
This was your inspiration for sticking your crotch into things, or what?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, it's just a jump to the left.
Yep. Na, 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 step to the right.
I'll make a man out of you.
Yeah. I've seen it, I've probably seen it about four times out in public.
Four times?
Yeah, not too many. I mean, four times. I remember seeing it in Decatur, the Midnight Show, and then I saw it down in Carbondale, I think at least twice.
And yeah.
I think maybe Decatur twice and Carbondale twice, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Carbondale.
I danced, actually, up front in Carbondale, so.
Oh, really? You actually dance like the Charlie Brown characters. That's how you dance.
That's how I dance. Yeah, I put my arms straight out, do the Frankenstein. I do the shoulder shrug. Yeah.
Da-na-na-na.
I do the head from side to side. Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call that.
Okay, you will not. You're not going to believe who invited me to go to this.
Your friend. What was his name? The guy I hate. Mike.
No, not that guy.
Mike.
No, my semi-racist friend Dominic.
Oh well, there you go. Which, hey, let's make fun of some transgenders.
And he was actually in good behavior that night. I've never been around him where he's not, like, put down fat people you know, just...
He's wearing lingerie and he's got a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That was weird. That was just a weird invitation.
Like, oh, he wanted to go? Is, like, something that he wanted to do? Or?
Well, his kids, he's got, like, high school and college-age kids, and they wanted to go bad. He's like, well, I'll go with you.
What, if they're that old, why does he need to go?
I don't know. I don't really.
This is sounding like a guy making a Charlie Brown ghost costume in the middle of the trunk or tree.
Yeah, sometimes you got to cut the apron strings. You know what I'm saying? But I don't.
Well,
I'm
just saying. I don't know why he wouldn't go.
I don't know because I thought this was really not his scene. You know, I can't. You know,
I cannot pass up an opportunity to see any you know, even a small amount of Susan Sarandon's breasts. So
yes. Yes.
Is that his logic there?
I have no idea. There was a lot of stuff to see there that night. So
I've got a crush on Barry Bostwick. So
asshole.
So then they do the whole throwing the toast and all that stuff.
Yeah, you actually got a goodie bag for going there. So there was a goodie bag full of there's a newspaper and rice and toast and confetti and a rubber glove and So we're going
kinda
in.
Like,
this lady,
like your regular walking around bag. It sounds like.
Yeah, but yeah, I usually carry a bag like that when I walk around. Yeah, I have just stuff like that.
Say, especially the rubber glove part. But.
And. What was I going to say? Oh, so, okay, so this lady's taking tickets, and she's, like, asking people, like, you know, have you done this before? Or right. I'm like,
are you wearing eye protection? You have eye protection?
Yeah, she's like,
you have any syphilis?
Because, huh?
Do you have syphilis?
Do I have syphilis? No, she didn't ask me that, no. So I go, well, I saw it, like, one time, like, 25 years ago. She goes, oh, well, I'm going to write this capital A in your forehead with lipstick.
Oh.
I mean, it was a V. I'm V for version.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, you said you saw it once.
What?
You told her you saw it once. It's been 25 years ago.
Well, I know, but all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't want that. She goes, are you sure? I'm like, I really don't want that. No, don't. And so I made her sit up front. I just said, you know, screw it. Let's just sit way up front.
Yeah, so you can get everything thrown at you.
And, you know, they made all the virgins come up on stage and do some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
and,
you should have took the V.
Yeah, I know. Because then everyone had to bend over and show their ass at one point. I thought, oh, boy, you know.
You're like, did anybody have to show their belly? Because, I mean, you would have been right there for.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay, let's show your bellies. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a scene where, you know, Brad and Janet get out of the car and it's raining, and so they bring in all these super soakers, right? And they start hitting the audience.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I mean, I got the money shot right in the eye. I mean, I didn't even see it coming. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, I go, shit, I hope that's water. I mean, like distilled water or some shit, man.
A little special sauce in there.
I mean, right in my left eye. This, like, I didn't even see it coming. I'm like, holy crap.
Wow. Are they running up and down the aisle or something? Or?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's people. There's like four or five people running around. And, of course, there's a guy dressed up like Frankenfurter with, like, a kind of a penis squirt gun, if you will.
Oh, yeah. He gets you in the eye?
No, he didn't get me in the eye. I was like, no, don't get me, man. I don't know. No, don't get me, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was weird.
That's interesting. That was totally weird. You weren't wearing your glasses, or we just got you at the
side?
No,
I had my glasses on, but I still got the money shot in my eye. I'm like, I didn't see it coming.
Dominic's like they pointing could... you out. Shoot him in the
eye. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. So I don't know. I was trying to follow it because I don't. I was watching it. I was like, man, I don't even remember all the stuff going on in the movie. Man, this is weird. I go, did I see this before? Because yeah. I don't remember Meatloaf getting killed.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't remember that at all. I'm like, what?
You were probably high.
I don't know. Yeah, I was. Well, yeah, there was some weird. There was some weird stuff going on when I first saw it. So. I was afraid for my safety the first time I saw it. I'm going to be very honest with you.
Well, why is that?
There were some gentlemen there that, maybe, you know, were kind of some tough dudes, if you will. And I think they got hit by some of the rice and shit. They weren't having it, man.
Oh, really? Well, that's part of the whole
like,
thing,
hey, you know, someone's going to get their ass whipped, you know. So I'm like, holy crap. Jesus Christ.
That's not very nice.
Man, crazy.
Let's do the time warp.
Yeah, people got up and danced to that. I'm like, nah, I'm not getting up.
I'm not getting up.
Actually, I was probably pissing off people because I was actually watching the Cubs game on my phone.
For Christ's sake.
And then, like, Dominic's asking me, like, what the score is, like, every 30 seconds. I'm like, man, it's still, like, fucking 2-3, man, all right?
Jeez. I can't take my eyes off Susan Sarandon's boobs.
I gotta say, that little Susan Sarandon, let me tell you that right now. Holy cow.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't take my eyes off of him. Tell me the score. Mm-hmm. What's the score?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
I keep
nice.
Going between her boobs and his package.
I think my favorite part was actually when it was over. And here's why, because I really had to pee bad. I'm like, oh my God, you know, because I'm like, you know, almost 50 years old. I'm like, you know, you have to pee at some point.
Well,
and,
everybody has to pee at some point.
Yeah, but I mean, as you get older, though, you know, it gets worse, you know.
Okay.
So I didn't want to get up during the movie because I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to say, hey, you know, look at that weirdo, you know, leaving. He's going to, you know. Do something, you know, weird. You know. There was this exit. We were sitting up by the like a fire exit, you know.
So you stepped out the fire exit?
Yeah, well, because like we were like, in the very front, and so people were like using the regular exits to the back of the theater, and it was like, you know, all these people. It was like, you know, probably I don't know how many people, 100 or a couple hundred, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, we're not going to get out of here for shit, about 15 minutes or so, you know?
I got to go.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Dominic, you think we could go through this door? And about the end, but even before I got done saying it, he, like, pushes through the door. He's like, he's out of there, right?
Let's go out of here.
So next thing I know, we're backstage. I'm like, holy crap, we're backstage. And I wasn't sure where we were going. Next thing I know, he's through another door. Next thing I know, we're in the back alley. We're, like, out in the alley now. I'm like, holy crap. Like, we just totally, you know, blew off everybody and just, you know, got around the crowd. And,
yeah, he left his kids, left his children in there.
No, they were there. Like, Dad, no, don't, Dad, no, no, Dad. They didn't
want to do it. I'm in a boob daze. I can't tell anybody what I'm doing. I don't know.
So, yeah, it was quite the evening. Not my typical thing I do.
So did you take a whiz out in the alley or what?
No, I work nearby, so I just drove to where I work at.
So you spoiled their bathroom.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You didn't pee in the sink, did you? Just checking.
No, there's actually a real bathroom there. So,
oh, okay. Just checking.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with that, yeah. Oh, okay. It was just I don't know. It was just a whole weird...
Somehow...
Go
ahead. Sorry.
I just, you know, because there's a part two where they're eating dinner and they reveal Meatloaf's dead body. I go, God, I don't remember that part either.
Well, maybe you were not paying attention then. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I was high that night or what, man. I don't know. I really don't remember much of it. Like, the first viewing, all I remember was there's a narrator, and I don't know what his name is. There's an old guy that kind of narrates it.
Yeah, in the wheelchair?
Not Oh no, he's not in a wheelchair. He's kind of a.
Yeah, he's in a he's like in a wheelchair, and they pull the blanket.
No, there's a guy like when they do the time warp. You know, it's just a jump to the left.
That's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, but he's not in a wheelchair.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's in a wheelchair at some point.
No, there's a character in a wheelchair, but that's not him.
Oh, okay.
And he's got kind of like a dimple in his chin, I guess.
I think he died.
And someone got up close to the screen and put their arm up, and they're like, "Fuck the chin, fuck the chin."
My God.
I thought it was kind of funny, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's wholesome family entertainment right there.
Yeah, so yeah, there's all sorts of
crazy stuff. I can see why Dominic is taking his kids there. So
you've seen it 4 times. I've seen it now 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're kind of low. I know some people have seen it like dozens and dozens of times.
Oh, I know. I think I've seen it on video at least once or twice.
That's not the same, though, is it?
No, it's not the really same. Not the same. I think I watched it on VH1 one time.
Yeah.
Just because it was on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really I'm a sucker for Tim Curry. Anything with Tim Curry, you know.
Yeah, did you know there was nudity in that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I regularly remember that.
I didn't remember that either. I'm like, well, wait, what? Like, you can see this girl's boobs.
Yeah, well, that's why Dominic was there.
I don't know. I was hoping it would be Sarandon. I'm like, man, yeah, I hope Sarandon shows.
I remember her doing that, but.
Yeah, she's all right.
Some reason I want to make Dominic is going to be like Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Angela.
I don't know, that's weird, yeah.
Now Dominic will forever be Tony Danza to me, so.
It was like our man date.
No, did you guys get to hold hands, or?
No, we sat by each other, but we did not hold hands, though.
Oh, like right next to each other?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it was pretty much capacity seating.
Oh,
I mean,
wow,
it wasn't,
that stinks.
You know. It was pretty much a sellout. I mean,
really? I can't, did your wife go?
My wife did not go. She has zero interest in seeing this movie or seeing any antics that go on with it.
So you were just there to ogle, and rub up against people.
There was a couple, yeah, that, yeah, you know.
Oogling.
There were some people that, you know, could wear stuff and some that couldn't, and you know.
Well, I'm sure you and your fishnets were probably not very much appreciated, but.
Yeah, no, I did wear like a black shirt and black jeans, but I mean, I didn't get. I did not dress up as Dr. Frankenfurter, no. But
it's like when they're wearing the garters and the fishnets, and then a bear.
Yeah, that's just what you want to see me in.
A bear's
yeah,
jersey
just,
and a hat. It just doesn't.
Right, yeah.
It's like
next time.
It's like, you know, there was that there was that Rosie Grier movie, The Two-Headed Man with Ray Milland.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like you were the two different people, you know, with the bottom half and the top half there. So,
well, it'd be like the guy in the wheelchair. He ended up with the fishnet
back
in his legs.
Exactly.
He's like a suit up top and fishnet on the bottom.
Exactly, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, except you'd have been kind of like, you know, George Wendt. And
pretty much
the bears.
Yeah. So yeah, who knows? So
I can't believe there's that many people. I mean, considering, you know, well, I guess you're not in Chicago, but with the Cubs in the World Series, you know,
there's a college nearby, and I think the word got out that hey, it's really cool and fun. You should do it. And
yeah.
So I think, because there was a lot of, when they called, like, the virgins up on stage, the stage got pretty full pretty quick.
Okay.
So I'm like, holy cow.
There you go. So you should have got up there. You could have rubbed up against all kinds of people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I blew it.
You pull your rubbing thing going on there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mr. Rubber.
That's what we call a brush by.
A brush by.
Yeah, Desiree showed me that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
The old brush by.
Well,
here come the Miles children. The title children have arrived. So. All right.